Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Gerard Semenka. Gerard Semenka is here. He's been with us before. He's an attorney and a co-founder of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Gerard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me back.
It's good to have you back. So Gerard, I wrote a piece about 5-6 weeks ago where I was having a hard time with all the shutdowns. Even though we still didn't know a lot about COVID-19. In fact, when I wrote the piece, when it was published at my syndication, there were less than 200 people had died in America. That's how early this piece was, and I was really struggling with what was being done to flatten the curve. And I thought, okay, and before I start reporting on this too hard, I'm going to step back and be a little more philosophical. And what I did was I compared what we were doing to flatten the curve at that point to what we did for Y2K. And what happened, Y2K was a problem. We fixed it. We fixed it so thoroughly, there were zero issues in 2000, January 1, 2000, and we could actually look back on that period and say, well, maybe we did too much, but we'll never know because we fixed it. And I said, maybe that's what we need to do with COVID-19. What do you think?
Yeah, that was a real interesting time. You held your breath on. I remember that. You just didn't know if all the lights would go off and if your vacuum cleaners would start.
The elevator would fall out from under you or whatever, yeah.
Right. This is very interesting because clearly it's unprecedented that we have quarantined healthy people and a healthy population. I mean, we're almost, they talk about it being like a wartime, but the, economy during a wartime did not shut down like this. This is like an end to the functioning of our society when you close businesses and you put people out of work. And, it's certainly, I'm not a medical professional or a health professional in any way, but you look at ways that you can, I guess if this were a dry run, we would have learned a lot, hopefully, and not go through this again. This seems like something that just the blanket shutdowns that you're seeing and the misery that it's causing and the just wild projections and the changes in the modeling, it really caught everybody. I don't think anybody knew what to do, and I think everybody from the government on, the officials from the states and the federal government were thinking, this was going to kill millions and millions of people. I mean, they acted as if this were some sort of outbreak.
Well, there was some so-called research that came out of England, that Mr. Ferguson, Nigel, I think, or Neil Ferguson, his report that's now been completely debunked. And in fact, he's resigned from his job because it was so bad. That report was the basis for a whole lot of the fear that was put into everybody. We now know that it was not true. The reality is not true. And even as ugly, you and I, neither one of us are minimizing the deadliness and the hatefulness of COVID-19. We're not doing that at all. But we do what we clearly, I think we'll look back on this 6 months, year, 2 years from now, we'll look back and we said, okay, much like Y2K, we probably did more than we had to, but we did prevent it from getting out of hand. And I do think that that's where we are. However, we've got to start thinking about fixing some of the damage that's going on right now from an economic standpoint. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And hindsight's 2020, and I think the best thing is to see what we can learn from this and do better and get us back on track. But it seems in hindsight that we used a machete when we needed to use a scalpel. Know that even though the virus is it's much more contagious than other versions of SARS and MERS from the COVID
or the
family,
flu.
But it's not as pernicious when it comes to people that are relatively healthy and relatively young. So hopefully we learn from that. But it's certainly at this point, there's the justifications for the shutdowns. Some of these, not just for people going back to work, but the way that a lot of these governors and even mayors and city administrators
right.
are using authoritarian powers just to limit what.
That's what I want to talk about when we come back, because it's one thing to take the steps to make sure that we stay safe. But then when these leaders seem to fall in love with all that, they seem to thrive on it, that's when in America we stop that behavior. And we'll talk about that with our good friend Gerard Semetka after the break. His organization is Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.